plan, so this is not all properly anyway with the program for this morning. And of course it's good morning. I must apologize for coming in late myself. I've been on the phone to two members, party members from the opposition, who have raised challenges with me about the paper, the white paper on which the program is. I have addressed the matter to Mr. Hermans myself and asked for a letter to be written in that regard. But I think what is important for committee members is that if they know they're going to be away on legitimate, like an oversight or whatever, then, and they know that on the Wednesday, then we need to get that information in writing on the Wednesday. Not a casual thing to the committee secretary. The second issue is that we received three apologies from members of the opposition who are always here, and apparently one of them, two of them were given on Wednesday, but the committee secretary only received one on Wednesday, and that was from Cope. The other one was received by the committee secretary either late last night or this morning from Mr. Smuller, Honourable Smuller. And I received one this morning, which is not attending, but late attendance, that they would be here later this morning from the Honourable Helen Harris. So I should just indicate that. From the IFP, we no longer get the attendance of Honourable Labenia, and I think that becomes a matter for the committee secretary to address, and not myself entirely. We have tried through other means to get the attendance of the full-time member. So we'll ask the committee secretary to write to the chief whip of the IFP, or senior whip in that regard. Having said that, I must say, members of the opposition have also indicated that they generally are always here, but other members are not. When I say that, I don't mean every single member of the opposition. I mean only the two that are in regular attendance. I'll put that. So there's only two things that we can do. We're going to do everything. We have the opportunity of applying at the Chair of Chairs meeting to get this meeting rescheduled to Wednesdays in the future, and Wednesdays as a regular committee day rescheduled to Friday, so that we know that members are here in the middle of the week for minutes, because members don't take the minutes seriously at all. In fact, that was the exact expression that one member gave me, not a member sitting here, incidentally, that it's only minutes. Well, it's fine. You'll have minutes on a Wednesday in future, and Wednesday's business, which suits the minister anyway, on a Friday. That way, they may all be present. But we can't play fast and loose with legal documents, and that I must make very, very clear. The day the minutes aren't correct and they simply pass, because let's get them out the way, is the day you'll be running a kangaroo parliament. And I really feel strongly about that, that minutes are a record, a legal record of our activities. So I'm going to ask members of staff in future, I want apologies that I handed in to the committee secretary on a Wednesday. I want them on a Wednesday. I don't want them given to me on Friday. I want them on a Wednesday, because in that way the whip and myself are able to take certain decisions. I can't take them Friday morning. And that must be very, very clear. So what we're going to do so that we make this a constructive process is to get the other committee work out the way that is on the agenda. I'm going to ask members to who are going to leave. If Mr. Harris comes in later, we have then only got, as I see it, 6, and the quorum is 8. Am I correct?
With the changes in the membership of the committees, which is to 12 according to the Rules Committee and an agreement, it should be 7 now. The committees have been reduced to 12.
Okay.
It wasn't in the, on the ATC.
But it has been passed. In that case, may I ask that the whip, if I'm suitable, if we were to start just 5 minutes later, you may be able to get another member to come in. Not now. I don't mean now. I mean a member of the ETC who may just be there to come in for half an hour to do the adoption. Not to do it now, but I'm saying that, would you think that would be possible?
Well, Honourable Chairperson, another Friday is really very difficult, but then we'll just shop around the day and see what we can get. But if we're getting 6, we're just running short of 1, then we can just, then we have to grab anyone.
That's what I'm
anyone,
saying.
Not in particular from the ATC.
Don't worry, we will definitely be finished by 1, comrade. You know? But all I'm saying is I want to get something constructive quickly, and I'm going to adjourn the committee for 5 minutes so that we see to get if we can get a quorum, not now, a quorum for a little bit later. And that later is likely to be 10:30. So the meeting is just adjourned until 9:30. I'm trying to do what I can as well on the telephone. We'll do all of the minutes quickly. All right, I have mine. I hope everyone will see minutes. And the first one will be the 9th of September. You can see why it's necessary for us to do them now. Right, we have everyone present. It was a full attendance, it seemed, virtually. What was Friday the 9th? Oh, I was outside the country. Fubs, Kumalo, Mabata, Labenia, Hadebe, Kotsi. I'm not aware what the issue was with Kotsi. Comrade Debbie, I think I'm aware of. You were at this other meeting. Was this the one that you chaired, Comrade Honourable Kogasa? You chaired that one. Right. The acting chairperson opened the meeting. I'm going to go just quite slowly reading the headings, and we move. The opening and welcome, the adoption. The report back from the working group from the Intellectual Property Laws Amendment. We had deliberations, the first set. And we then had the closure. When we asked for outstanding information to be in by a particular date, which we've been doing quite frequently lately, and then there have been queries about it, either on our side or their side. I think what could be pertinent is that on your agenda, which we don't have in front of us, you know, we list everything we should have, some of you may recall. Somewhere there, we need to note what is actually back. And if we can send through email, perhaps an alternative, would be as an email to members who then say that they've not been captured. These are the matters that will, that are outstanding and will be responded to in writing. And we list them and send it to a member. So that every member knows the deadline on this, Mr. Hermans. Is it better that way? If we go, so we won't go on the actual agenda, but through email to all members. The closure. Can we, are there any challenges in these minutes? Because remember, when we come back, we're just going to adopt them as they come up. So unless I see a hand from people who are present. Tuesday. Is on Okavasa. And
yes, Trevor, and I've had a quick look at the minutes. They reflect the proceedings of that meeting.
Right. I'm just going to take them as honorable
No. Can assist us in this meeting, but I don't see us succeeding in adopting them. Because he's the only one who can move, who will be the second in the minute.
Terence is here, but I mean, he's not here now. Remember, he will.
Okay.
He will be here at the time, you see. That's why I'm saying you can't go ahead, he's quite quiet right now. Then the 13th of September. Main thing is to check the spelling of your names and to move ahead. And then we need to move to page 2, opening and welcome. What we have been asked in future is that many of our members have several kinds of commitments. One of them is a committee meeting. Another one is the other one is the WIPS meeting, as the whippery, and the other one, of course, is on committee business. That means you're outside the country. Just so then it won't matter, you see. All right, the adoption. The report back, the deliberations, see attached transcript. Is this the attached transcript? Yeah. Is it here? People present this morning that we had three of the people who's currently sitting here were there, if not four. So is there anyone who has a problem with those minutes? Anyone? Picking those. We then go to the minutes of the 14th. Again, another full house. Mm-hmm.
adoption, the report back from the drafters. The deliberations on the intellectual property laws, the attached transcripts. Just as a matter of fact, Mr. Hermans, exactly when was the decision to redraft? Remember that decision we took? When was that taken? The legislation? The legislation of the IP. We took a decision to redraft. Because I didn't see it there, that's why I'm asking. Yeah, for the record, can we please get that? Because we've been asked just to state those points clearly. When we do our end of the year report as chair. No, I'm just saying I should have mentioned, we should have noted it. Because when we do the committee report. I'm not anticipating anything. But as I sit here, it reminded me that if we don't do something about looking for that date now, we won't be able to pass that on next week when we adopt the committee report. Yes.
We received communication yesterday from decision management that the annual report that normally was tabled always at the end of the year, there was a decision, I don't know if it was consultation with the House Chairperson, that the committee report will reflect the financial year as April to the end to March. So what we will have is a sessional report, not a committee report. So the committee report will then be considered in March. Yes.
No, that was a request which was made by the budget forum to conform. But as long as it's come through, I'm not aware that the chair of chairs has got anything to us yet. But let us know that's constructive. Way forward there. All right, that was just on that. The 14th of September. Some of us may remember these minutes look the same all the time because we were doing the same thing all the time, day after day. Opening, adoption, report back from drafters, deliberations, resumption, closure. You were all present then. There is a Hansard attached. My suggestion to you is you do keep those Hansards. Is there anything that anyone has a challenge with? I think some of the members who are sitting here now have been in regular attendance for a number of these meetings. Thank you. I'm just looking at the present. 15th. Again, another full house. Thursday, opening, welcome, adoption, deliberations, just something I want to say about these agendas that are adopted here, just for the record, we adopt these agendas because we were asked to. I'm aware that we're one of the few committees that does. But when members put a time here that the agenda has noted that was adopted, they do tend to stick to that time and want to leave on that dot. However, when the agenda says 1300, you get the same sort of challenge at 12 or half past. And I think that some members, again, I don't think I'm referring to anyone sitting here, regrettably, or fortunately. But for the record, these are full-time members of the committee. We
then have people who then have never raised the apology earlier and said, I need to leave early to go to another committee meeting. They've never said so. But 12 o'clock comes and they want to leave, although the agenda was adopted. And I think the next time we have a meeting, we must point that out to members who want to leave at 12, which is not the people sitting here. That's the point I'm making. They want to leave when the agenda says 12. They want to leave when the agenda says 1 at 12. Doesn't matter what the agenda says. That's the point I'm making. You can't have it every way. You either adopt an agenda or you don't. You know, that's the point. So the same people who want to adopt it must stay till 1. Unless they put an apology. Committee. Over here, the IAC was taken. It was something that was raised there because one of the members was ill, legitimately ill, and that was Honourable Albert. And had we have passed another name to go, we could have had it someone else. But because we didn't have one from the committee, we couldn't send someone. And I think in future we must put in a fallback as well. Please. First for the future, look at the WTO issue as well coming up. We should have a fallback. Those are the three. If something happens, who are the others who go? That's what I'm saying, yes. Okay? So something just to be noted. Is there any problem with those? There was no problem about the minutes, but it's the points we raised. Nothing. Hang on, I just want to say, yeah, we were at this meeting when we adopted that. Yeah, if you look at who was present, I'm looking at the 4.6 there. And the interesting thing is that everyone was present. Do you see that there under the, on the 14th, it was a full house. And I'm simply raising this because one of the members who was present, two of them, said they were never at the meeting. See, they're present. But on page 3 of the 14th, it says here, they had never been informed, but it says under 4.6, the chairperson informed the committee that it had received legal opinions on the referral of the bill to the National House of Traditional Leaders. The committee would proceed to consider the bill as scheduled. I'm referring, sorry, on the 15th. The minutes of the 15th. You will see that of all the names present, every party is represented. And under those parties, two members raised in the issue that this had never been raised during deliberations, the National House of Traditional Leaders, but I see you must have taken this from your Hansard. So 4.6 says it did. And we took a decision to move ahead. Minutes of the 16th, full house again. 10 to 10, opening and welcome, adoption of agenda, formal consideration, the chairperson submitted, consideration. And, 3.4 on page 2. And then 3.5 for consideration. This was put to the committee, as you can see, the whole thing. And when it was put, a position was taken. No, it's very, very clear that this did go through committee. So, personally, I would like that just noted later on when we do the committee report. So, note the date of the minutes. Right, page 5. A lot of this are the issues that we had to adopt. Did you see that there? 7. Sorry, page, that was 5. 6. I would also like it, in view of these the challenges we face, so that we don't waste time next time with legislation, for you to find out from the procedure of the committee report at the end of legislation, when a member of a party has adopted the report, as has been done now, and then they changed in midstream after the report is adopted, are they then allowed to say no again? You know, are they allowed to come with the minority view after they've already adopted it? Because I don't know, we don't want to waste time next time when we have legislation. Okay. You know which one it is, huh? No, don't talk to it now. Give us a position in writing so that next time this happens, you've got, you can read it out. Okay. The 21st. Again, another full house. Sorry, Honourable Khadebi, the 21st? There seemed to have been a bit of a gap here, was that right? We were having one every day, and then... That's right, so we just, okay. The next Wednesday, full house. Opening, adoption, draft. Have you not got?
The 21st.
Draft report for the fourth term. Now, this is what I don't understand. Consideration of minutes. Is that right? All dates are there, which we did. So we got them to September. And then the meeting adjourned at 12:30 on Wednesday. I think that was a straightforward one, wasn't it? We had no problem. I'm just looking, you know, it was adoption, okay. Right. The 12th of October. For some reason, we had a co-opted member here, you said. Co-opted. Okay. It was very good of you. Who was chairing that term? So you just jumped out and got someone. Shows we can do it on a Wednesday, but not a Friday. A challenge. Right. the opening and welcome, the adoption, the briefing. I think this briefing, we haven't really done justice to this. I want us to flag this issue for the strategic plan, you know, for us not to forget it. It's come up and we keep on coming up all the time and saying yes, and that's as far as we get. I don't know if we think it's important or not. Fabs, it is very important. This doesn't have a page. What happened to these minutes? No pages, no footer. Well, let's not waste time. Page one. Yes, Honourable Kamala.
No, there's something very strange in some of the minutes in terms of the people that were present. I was just ignoring the two that went past, but the one for the press, I don't see my name there, and surely I attended this meeting. I can recall a number of things that were discussed, especially on the briefing of the SAPS and NR.
Yes, you were there.
But my name is not appearing on the attendance and also in apologies while I was present.
Well, I'm just looking here. You see what I find strange? You had to go and get someone, and yet the quorum is 9. Am I right? 8. Now, already there's 9 according to this. Was Honourable Lavinia there? Oh, that was why Monaleka was pulled in. Because, you see, I'm looking with Comrade Kamala, you had 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. She was 8. And then you called in someone who was 9. That's why you called that person in. Lavinia must have been late. Lavinia.
But your apology would have been noted that for late, that you were present. You follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I think this is an issue that we've never properly clarified. Maybe someone has to start off. You need to find that out, Andre, Mr. Hermans. For us to say the meeting has quorated, must the person be sitting here? I think that's the issue.
I think when we quorate and the person leaves, the meeting is quorated.
Mm-hmm. I think if they're not sitting here, then we have...
Then it's not quorated. If we start a proceeding and there's only 7 members and it should be 8, it's not quorating. But if there's 8 members and some member leave, we are quoted.
And with due respect, there were no
minutes. There was no adoption of anything. So we should have noted later when Honourable Kamala, I'm not sure if you just let Mr. Hermans know by way of anything, but your presence should have been sufficient. Do you know what I mean? So who gets that? Who fills in that register for us? Is it Vito? No, because imagine if Honourable Kamala wasn't here this morning. We wouldn't have picked it up. So I think when you've done that, just pass it through to members at tea time to check. Yes, Honourable Khadid.
For a chairperson to have the situation, what's wrong with that register, the attendance register being attached to the minutes, you know? So that's because that one is the signature of the member consent. I think that's critical.
And telling Vito to take it through to members, the same as any attendance register. Because this is the third time, I think, Honourable Kamala, you've raised that issue. And it's not acceptable.
Yes, Chairperson, it is at that time. But, you know, I said earlier on, there's some that are just bypassed them. But what I'm saying about it is that the meeting that I for a fact know that I don't attend, regularly, it's a Friday's meeting. But on Wednesday and Thursday, it's, I felt very strange for me not to be in the meeting. And there's no apologies left. That is why I'm saying, let me just raise this, because I really don't understand it. Or it's a human error or something, but it is there.
Although I see that you are on the
14th, I'm just looking at the last few days of Wednesday, not anything else. And then the following Wednesday may have been a problem. Let's see, that was a Friday, but you were there on the Friday. It doesn't mean to say you're not there on a Friday. I do know what you're saying, that you're always there on a Wednesday, you know. And on this Wednesday, you were also present on the 21st. It's got your name. So I see your name present for the last four meetings. That's what I'm saying. So let's just correct this one on the 12th. We've already done page 2, even though we didn't have a page on it. Page 3, which has got 4 on, point 4. And then page 5. Friday. One, two, only two pages. This Friday meeting was not well attended, maybe. Did people leave earlier? Because this is the one I've noted. Yes, if you look at the apologies, can you see that there? You've got a number of apologies. Although we had a good showing, let's put it that way, you know, it balanced out. Page 2. And that's it. Any challenge here? You know what I don't see? I'm looking here, briefing. It's got their C attached transcript. I hope that one is there because this is the budget. I just didn't see that one on the 19th of October. We nearly finished these minutes. Are these the names of these the staff of DTI and entities, are they correct? The last line. Because there was some challenge last time. None of these are numbered, eh, Andre? Did you do a double check when you send them out to members? Page 2. See the budget review, it says here. Under that, the adoption of the agenda, and then the following issues emerge from the committee's deliberations. See the budget review and recommendation report. Public awareness. The only thing, when you say see the committee's report, from the committee's report, they're here first. Otherwise, how do you get them there? I can't, you know, they have to be here, even if they just short notes. Well, then just put the detail, because you see, you've got your committee reports coming from here. And obviously 43 pages aren't here, so Thank God for that. Page, you see, Andre, what page? 3. Yes. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. Now, you know, if we pass 2 sets of minutes every morning, even one, we're not going to sit and waste an hour. It's not possible to draw up as you were doing. And we just allocate 15 minutes to the minutes every morning. We go through them. We may not be able to pass them, a lack of a quorum just at that moment, but at least we can have processed them. There's too many minutes to go through. I have to be honest, I can't remember some of these issues. So it's very difficult for me to agree with everything. We did do the incentives, yes. Are there any problems with that meeting? I just have one issue that when we came to the incentives again, and we'd had the incentives for the third time, the last time we had them was the third time that we were getting them. Because remember, we had them before we went oversight, some of us, the oversight a little, just so small, then we said we must have it again. But the members, we didn't get the material we wanted that time, but we still later had to get it for the report. Who tracks the material that we're getting? Because some of this was asked for a long time ago. Remember when you first went back to the Master of the Northern Cape? Now, who checks to see this has come in? Yeah, and I'm just wondering if we don't have a pilot's checklist, because you've got so much on your plate that if you don't have a checklist, that we ask them for this up to 5, you put that list somewhere and file it and tick it off. And then you're able to say, this is still outstanding. Because when they came back, they hadn't given us everything. And you complained, Honorable Khadebi, about that. Yes, Honorable Khadebi?
Chairperson, you are correct when you're saying that usually secretary's hands are full, because that is extra demands. What if we gave it to the researcher? Because it involves information, which is supposed to be processed, so that he must be the one who must come with the template, so that whenever we say something, we must call it, we must take it, and then indicate also the due date for that. But eventually, the responsibility will lie with the secretary eventually, but he must do that job here.
Well, there's only one challenge with that. We would be told by that section that that is not among their duties. And that poses all kinds of other challenges, apparently. I like that in practice. And if things were working smoother, I'm sure things would not be a challenge. But if we do this now, we may find ourselves with a hiccup at the moment.
Thanks, Chair. I'm sure we can work out something between myself and Secretary, and we can just agree as to how can I assist in terms of my obtaining information from that department.
Yeah, well, I hope it won't be used at the meeting today to say that you were overloaded, because I'm just saying that for the record, because the first time we're asking you, we haven't done the job yet, yeah. So, you know, the last thing I need is a response from management. afternoon, and you're able to take it on after all of your other onerous duties, then you say yes. So let's see how today goes for you. Five. I'm looking at the detailed briefing. That was where I was on page five. It was point five as well. An enclosure. I hope we're tracking that now. That was the 20. Let me get it. That was the 19th, was it? Because it's got nothing at the bottom, so it's now difficult. On that 19th, when did we get the documents? Have we got them yet? All of them, no. Incentives. Yes, it's all here now. Nothing outstanding. Right, okay. Well, as long as we've all got them. All right, now we go to page one again. And that... See, it's got... I don't know where one is before it got nothing on it. No, it's the last five, Andre. Not up to your standards. Right, 26th October. Agenda. The Consumer Commission. Now, what you need to note in these minutes is, for the first thing, is that this is a further unscheduled, it wasn't originally scheduled, this meeting. And you need to note that in future. We have a schedule which has passed with people, Frohley, Mr. Honourable Frohley, sort of having a position on. He doesn't want to find himself without that information as well. So what you note here on the 26th, as agreed, because it was agreed to, the NCC returned to complete. You must have that item because that's the reason they back. It was as agreed. As agreed by the committee, as the committee had agreed to accommodate a further engagement with the NCC to complete the Wednesday engagement. And then you can note what that engagement was. So preface it there, just amend these minutes. Do you think you can have those minutes back for Wednesday, please, because it's one set. There were two people who came back, or was it just that person? Further engagement, and then the briefing. I think we should just read that with the jurisdiction, the registration, the provincial. Because this is another thing that should be flagged for the stat. Because we don't know anything yet about, do we, about the board or anything. We know that things were happening, but we're not sure what the status is. And this is not something that should be left without leadership. You know, that's what we're saying. So if we can get that by Tuesday, it would help us with the minutes, I think. In fact, by Monday afternoon, then, they can be captured in the minutes, you see, that this hasn't happened or it will be done. Now, members, as far as I can see, we've had the Honourable Kamala come up with her... The fact that she was present, which set a minute, you've noted that. The second thing we've had is that the last five sets need to be, numbered so that they're properly annotated at the bottom. And the third thing to note would have been there were three matters arising. The one with respect to the members' apologies, even for early, leaving early, should be noted. Two, the other issue about the tracking of documents and that kind of thing, the emails that would have to be sent out to members when this was needed. And the fact that one set of minutes would need actually to be amended and be sent back to us on Wednesday. And so, Raj, we've asked Ms. Naidu to just give us that information on Monday afternoon, one way or the other. I think you've indicated that the size of the committee is no longer 12, 14 officially. It is now 12. The only thing we're aware of is the ANC contingent as such, that as far as I'm aware, we're not, and perhaps you can just tell us the order of that, because I understand it's the ANC, the DA and COPE in that order with the rest. Yeah. Well, we're saying you mentioned the state, the quorums, the state. You've just given to us what you call the official status of the meeting in terms of the quorum. Now, can you just make it quite clear that the ANC, we know what that means. You usually have your numbers all here. The DA and COPE. I think that those are the three in order.
In terms of the membership, if it's 12, the ANC will be 7 members. Which ANC currently is 7 members. The DA will have 2 members. I think the next party will be COPE. It will have 1 member. The Carter Freedom Party will have 1 member, and then the smaller parties then will make up the will determine among themselves who will represent them on this committee. So between the Freedom Front Plus, the PNC, and all the other smaller parties. Yeah.
Can you please tell us when we get that information? Next year?
I think that information will come, it will be ATC, because it will be forwarded to the speaker. It will be subject to those smaller parties making that decision who will be that member. So until that communication has been transmitted to the speaker, we will not be privy to who that member would be.
Now that is for the record, which we would put under matters arising, which kicked in today, which was implemented with effect from today. All right. So we can put the minutes aside until we can adopt them at 11. We will ask Andre, Mr. Hermans, as soon as we're working on strategy here, you're on strategy, if you can very quickly... SMA, make sure Mr. Harris is aware, because you can tell him we would like him to be present by 11, if possible. Right, just send it again so he knows. Tell him we want to adopt the strat plan. When you say that, he may run. And then the minutes, of course. So we put aside that. Thank you very much, Honourable Kotze, for coming in here at short notice. I think we appreciate it. Thank you. I asked Ms. Hurling has done a progress and outcomes. Do we see this? Is it? We should all have a copy. Is this right? At the top it says status report and outcomes of the 2011 Trade and Industry Work Plan. And it's on the overhead. Now, when we look at that, it may be pertinent right at the end to go to the last page first, and I'll tell you why. at the end of last year. Ms. Herning, you will just raise your hand if I haven't misunderstood this correctly. The end of last year, these two matters were outstanding on page 4 at the bottom. Financial crisis interventions. The committee had requested an analysis of the impact of the financial crisis and the proposed financial crisis interventions from 3 economists. It was still not done. The other thing then is the reviewing and promoting rural development initiatives. We said that would be broadly across everything. You know, in the same way that we used to say, let's engender everything before we had these select committees and portfolio committees in that area. And the third one was the strategy for agro-processing industries, which you will recall arose out of the steel hearings, public hearings. Which was on IPAP, of course, to start with there. Now, that was already outstanding at the time. There's one thing that is still outstanding, was outstanding then, and I'm not sure if we did resolve this year, and that was NIPS. I don't recall us doing that, Ms. Herling. Especially as in view of what was said at the last meeting.
It is in part of the report on a demonstration is the Under Industrial Policy Action Plan. And it's included on the things not completed.
Yes, but I'm saying it came from this time here. That's what I'm saying. It was first raised by Honourable Turok. You see, that's what I'm saying. So that's a long time ago. It was raised by Honourable Turok at the end of 2009 and again last year. So all we are saying is that it should be here. That should be the 1, 2, 3, 4th item. I hope everyone's following us there. So now we're tracking it in this year. Yes.
The way we've designed the progress report is it includes the rows above include issues which you've touched on during this year, even if they were outstanding from the year before. But those last few rows are specifically issues which we haven't touched at all during this year.
Okay. Then that matter then becomes clearer. So we say we did do something on NIPS, but we haven't completed it. Okay, fair enough, Ms. Herling. So the first question I want to ask members, you see those 3 at the bottom. Is this still our priority, the financial crisis? Now, I'm not saying I think it is or it isn't. I'm asking you, because it's you that are making the decision to take it forward. David?
Chairperson, to be honest, I think that the issue of the financial crisis is actually worsened.
Yes.
It has worsened. I think that we need an engagement upon that because it's going to impact upon the industrial policies because as a manufacturer, you understand. So you have to get an overview so that you can also see where are the openings so that you just don't read about them. That is from the experts so that we are sure that when you take decisions, you are taking them in the right direction.
Well, I don't think anyone is going to disagree. Later on, you'll see how we prioritize all of the priorities. Definitely. Then we come to reviewing and promoting rural development initiatives. I hope, honourable members, we understand we are doing this within IPEP too. Not just because we are the rural this or that or anything. We're not. But should we be prioritizing this? That's the question, you see.
Okay. I think perhaps the best to deal with this is to, from time to time, get a report from that policy committee so that we are able to focus on those ones that are, especially in industry that are directly on us. Otherwise, we might not be doing justice to all these if we tend to. So, not that we are ignoring it, but we are saying prioritizing, and maybe we just follow up with that portfolio committee, getting reports on how they are doing, so that we can be focused on the ones on industry. Thank you.
Right. That is the position there. Is there anyone else, Honourable
Khadebe? Chairperson, I'll concur with the former speaker who spoke about that issue. I think that the issue of rural development is what the focus committee, agriculture and rural development, they can do that. I think on our side, we can only follow up on the issue of agro-processing industry, because that one involves high tech. So look at just like the food canning industry, whatever. Those are the things we can emphasize.
Well, what I've done then, I've said P for financial crisis, prioritize. Not priority in our committee. In our committee, I make it clear. In this, it's a focus. We're saying it's one of the focus. Then the third one, priority again, because of the manufacturing, the production issues, etc. Right, now we're going to go back. So we're clear on that. That's got to be incorporated somehow. Now, the first thing which we don't have much leeway on is the legislation. It's here, it's referred by the speaker under whom we fall. We, of course, try to give our position there so that the speaker benefits from it as well as he also goes forward. But that's how we serve here in Parliament. So the legislature, legislation we've got, now this says here, these issues, as I understand it at the beginning, the issues are on the left, whether we completed them, whether we didn't. This was this year. Hope we're quite clear there. So, the first thing we had here, you put, was the legislation referred in 2010, the intellectual property laws. It's there. Okay? I'm just wondering where the company will be later. So it is here. I just want to, I think the way that, you see, this was done chronologically, I suppose, as it came up. And I'm just saying, I'm not assuming. Am I? But perhaps, Ms. Hurling, we shouldn't speak for you. You speak, perhaps you can just tell us that. Because I know we pass companies first. Put your mic on.
You've got two documents. The first is in terms of the 2010 progress report, and then the second one relates to 2011. In the 2010, we... Yes.
Okay, look. Let me go back then. I didn't see that. I was told that these were, I thought these were all the experts for the committee. Okay.
Yes, but on the screen, on the screen, I've just put on, it was completed in March 2011 by Parliament. So therefore, it won't be in the next one. So the 2010 is just your reference, but the 2011 is what we're dealing with this morning.
The 2010 was for our reference, and you'll see from the 2010 that the company was here. March, the bill was, and it says here in the 2010 year, while it came in then, it was finalized in Parliament during March 2011. But you see, when we come to referred in 2010. But the company's not referred to us in 2010.
It was, but it only the things that are still we still need to do this year will be in this report. So the intellectual property wasn't completed, so that's why it's in this current progress report. Which companies was completed since in the previous one, but the regulations are in the next block, which we did also complete.
Let me get a clear understanding. This is the 2010 one, last year. We end here. We're still dealing with companies this year.
But financially,
yeah. But we ended before end of March.
But you see, we weren't working on the financial year last year. You must accept that only just kicked in. It wasn't even put forward. We mustn't. The fact that we know that now, it hasn't been in. It wasn't introduced at the beginning of the year. And I think we must make that clear.
However, I did actually do the reporting in terms of the financial year and not in terms of the calendar years. So that 2010 does reflect up to March 2011.
Now, you see, that puts a very difficult spin on things because we were saying, what did we finish at the end of last year? What do we still have to do this year? Because we hadn't yet implemented that. It wasn't even on the horizon, that issue. We were all told. So, as we go forward, it's only now Mr. Hermans has told us we're working in the financial year. Only now. For this year. So, what we would certainly like to do is you'll then need to put this in a very different thing, because if someone looks at this later, it looks very odd. Because we've got that. We were just dealing with this, and where did it come from? We weren't starting on this. So what I think would be important is when it talks of status report and outcomes, it's not the 2011 per se. It's the financial year. That's what you're looking at. Let's put that there. And then there is no harm in doing, at the beginning of that, under a double line or whatever you want to do, no, because you've got a change in the system from last year to this year. It's a change. You can't ignore that we've just changed. Then put the companies there. But you simply note that this had come in the previous financial year and we carried on. So just do it that way, but next year you're not going to have that problem. Okay. So pull the companies up. But put a double white line or a thick line or whatever you want to do. And then we'll go back so we can see what we did. On this one here on page 2, you had companies. Under companies, we did it. I'm not worried. Is there anything else we haven't done with companies? Regulations, all of that. What would be useful for us as a stress plan is to note the number of months we took here. And I've said this before. We didn't just do this over 2 months. We need to put the time here. How much time? What were the resources here? So when we do this, maybe, Andre, you can have a little column that you build in. And just note resources. And that is time. Introduce them, the put on hold to accommodate the other one, and it began. But over which months did we deal with it? 6 months, 7 months, 10 months? How many months? Right. No, that's the truth of the matter. It was 18 months. Now you need to say how much of the 18 months did we spend religiously on it? They want to know why we are always busy doing the same thing we told them we were doing last year. Now, on a serious note, Andre, and what must I say? They've got no facts. They pick up, they say, well, it's not here. Let's get that information.
Margaret, you find legislation intellectual. I think that's clear.
I don't think we have to worry about that one.
Okay?
The lotteries amendments, all of that. We've got expected legislation. So, oops. That was what was expected. The state, national credit. All of these things were expected. Did any of them come up? Hey, another thing, which you see, gambling, that was there at the end of 2010, a priority. At the end of that 2010 was what? It was gambling. Why did we write a letter to the minister? The only letter we've sent to complain. The only letter, but it's nowhere here, was gambling. You know, when you do things only once, it's for a serious reason. We had waited a year, more than a year, you see. From May 2009 until November 2010. Then you have to say this year gambling was a priority. You don't see the letter to the minister that's not a priority. It should be here. So Margaret put that gambling. Now you said to us, as long as it's here, it needs to be somewhere here, right at the beginning. The gambling. These are things that are archived that we forgot about because they were so old. Gambling. So the same as we had companies up there, please note that the gambling issue was something that came from 2009. Not back yet. Why did we complain that we may run out of resources, we may need more money? Because there was gambling going to be here this year. Right. I like everything else we've done here, but I don't know about other members. The oversight. Let's deal with legislation and close it. Can members think of any other legislation we overlooked? That includes yourself, Ms. Nidy, just in case you can alert us to something that had been raised. I'm not aware. The co-op I know was two bills. I don't know if we put two bills down. That's what we were always told. Two pieces of legislation. Huh? Yes. All right. If everyone's happy about all of the legislation, Strat, somewhere you need to put the oversight visits. We would do two. How many did we do? No, we said we'd do two in this year. Last year we only did one. Okay. No problem then. So we did do that one. What do you call the gambling one? You see? That was oversight. Wasn't it? The subcommittee now, you've told us. When was it done? Was it done in this period?
Yes.
They put it in. You see, where did the money go? That's what I'm saying. And when they finally looked at our reports, the one, the committees with the longest work sheets. With sports, education, and you see, it's because we're not putting the work here. Okay, gambling. You had a gambling trip, an official. It was adopted here. Money was given. You know? You have a report. It was adopted. Okay. So that's the only one you're missing, Miss Hurley. Honorable Kotze.
Sometime in late 2009, 2010, there was a subcommittee that was looking at international agreements.
Oh, that's
coming. I'm just checking.
Yeah. And what about that? Would you take to oversight? Not oversight.
No, no, not oversight. But
focus,
which I think.
Did they ever meet?
They did meet. There was a subcommittee led by Mabasa, but
did they ever convene a meeting? That's the issue.
There were two or three meetings convened.
And it was no report on that. Do you see how this is? I was also surprised.
No, at the time, I don't think he was a meeting.
Yeah, but the fact is, if it had been on the report, he would have been away. All right. So, Margaret, you can see that list at the bottom has been added to a little. Purely, not being added to. In a way, it's water under the bridge, because it was done and we never captured it. But somewhere it should be noted, because when you do your five-year report, you're going to need to get it in there. Okay. So you've done the oversight visit, okay, and that was to the Northern Cape completed, right. I think what is going to be useful is for us simply to note why we went on that oversight. The purpose of the oversight was threefold. It was, in fact, to steel, complete the outstanding steel issues by an direct engagement and on the spot. What was the other one? There were three issues I know we did intellectual in between. The banking sector, the development finance. Development finance, third one, third issue. But can we see? We need to put the purpose here for oversight. Just those three things, right? You're not expected to put a report in here, but just those purpose of, yeah, objectives, right? And because, did we meet them? Yes. We can't say completed if we just took a trip. And then it was shopping or something, right? This is where some of us bought farms or something. All right, do that. Budget, vote, and strategic plan. And to help briefings on the DTA, right, author requests, etc. The budget vote. You know, when we say the budget vote is part of the BRRR. We've constantly been told we continue to operate under the old system. They said the whole thing is BRRR, what is it? And part of that is that in that system is the budget vote. Yes, Honourable Khadebe.
Chairperson, I agree with you totally on that aspect there. But what is critical also is that when we deal with the strategic plan, it must not only be that of the department, it must also be that of entities which were overseeing all of them. They must come and give a strategic plan and then even their budgets there. So that when we evaluate them, so that when we have when we have decisions at the end, that the recommendation for the BRRP, we are having all the
But on our committee stress plan, we said we would do that. No, but I mean now it should be here. It should be here as completed or not, Margot, or not, huh? You know, so perhaps what we ought to do, it's difficult. If you look up the stress plan, you will see the list. Then you need to know, did we do it at the budget vote? I can't remember. Because I don't believe we did. We didn't do it at the budget vote because we were so busy with companies and all of these other issues. So if you recall, we didn't actually do the entities. Am I correct? We got the actual state plan physically, but we only checked through DTI.
That's true, Chair. That's why then, when we deal with all those entities, Chair, if you do our job thoroughly, actually it will lead to the motivation why the members of this committee must only belong to this committee.
Yeah.
Because by the sheer volume of that, by the sheer volume of what we'll be doing, we'll tell them because the budget period ends up around June, so we must have gone through all these entities.
Mm.
So it will demand that we meet extra, must have extra days for the meeting, of which the other members then are going to have it tough. So that if we can do those things, that can be used as evidence why we recommend that the people that are sitting in this committee must only have one committee.
You see, I think this is it. If we capture everything, for the whip and the chair, it's very easy then. And for Manco, in fact. Here it is. This is what we couldn't do. Why not? You see? So I want everything here because we're going for huge motivation at the end of this year. And it's not going to help us the way we are reporting at the moment about our workload. So first of all, it's the BRRR. Part of that is the budget vote which we had. And strat plan. Now you've got that coming in. And it should, even if you put that in brackets, it needs to be noted that that was part of that process. And when you say it's not completed, please put the strategic vote separate to the budget, the strategic plan. The intention would have been to do two or three entities. Because this was always our intention. I think we would never do 10. We could do about 4 or something, I think, maximum. That being the case, we were unable to do it at the time. We could only do this. We couldn't even do their budgets effectively. All right. Ms. Hurley, you got that idea. I can't see, but I can see lots of yellow. The budget review recommendations and annual report. So, may I make a suggestion? When you do this, if you can, it's possible to have these double single columns where you've got this separated, and then every now and again that becomes the top of, say, the BRR. And if part of that BRR is the budget vote on its own and tell us what happened, or the strat plan, the budget, then you come to all the BRR as a subheading. And then after that, you've got the 30, what is it, 32s or whatever they are, section 32s. And after that, you've got your annual report. Is this not right? I think it's in that order, okay? So it would be, don't worry about all the tables or columns or whatever now. Oh, the quarterly report. Yeah. So what are we doing so that you've got this thing and then down here you can just track that not done, not done, not done. Only managed to do the top and the bottom. That is why you have a 43-page report. So then we, and not to just blame yourself there, I must say to the researcher, we were required to analyze it. We never did. Now, so it's not completed and we should know that. The committee did not effectively analyze it. Why not? We had no time. How much time do you need for that? 2-hour meeting? 3-hour? What do you need? You see? Yeah. And that is what is missing.
about that. And that applies to the committee, no. Not you.
The Industrial Policy Action Plan. This may not be a piece of legislation. It may very soon be that. But, I mean, right now it isn't. But it is the priority of DTI. Is why this department is there currently. Otherwise, you can get rid of it, just call it trade, and then you have EDD. It's trade and industry. So on that one, we finalized the steel report. But it's not just that. There were report backs here. He's got IPAP. I'm looking at speeches I've made just on IPAP this year. There was one in February or March, earlier on in the first quarter. Then there's one later. What are those reports? They weren't on steel. It's because the minister had to come back after some, what was that decision he came back with from Cabinet on the IPAP 2? In the first quarter? And then the second quarter?
Well, we had to revise. He worked some of the stuff.
Yes. We actually did that. Where is that? Yes, progress, but this is at the end. We're talking about earlier on. So we just need, you've got this, Andre, look up your minutes. All there, it has to be there. Okay, so we need to capture that because it also looks like, you see what this looks like? You're not a member of this committee. Is that all they're doing? Well, we've got to come to that. Oh, I don't even think we've got that yet. Yeah. We're still on the industrial, but I just want members to see. Put yourself outside this committee. Put yourself right outside in governance. Read this. And then try to ask yourself why the chairperson and the whip are trying to call this a strategic committee. Why? We only spend a few weeks on this in the year, 2 weeks. A couple of oversight visits, running around the countryside, something else, and it's finished. It's got nothing to do with us, really. All the other departments are working on it. You see, that's how they see it. So how come you tell us you've got so much work with IPEP too? You haven't. Stop here. So please, I want you to go and get the minutes for yourselves out. I can see what speeches I've made. It means it went to the House. And I've got 3 different speeches for IPEP too. All right, so the other issue then, and all we seem to be putting here is that banking sector issue here now, Industrial Policy Action Plan, and then suddenly we have the banking sector, which I thought we'd have as part of a subheading of DFI, as you see. But, I mean, it's still part of that oversight. It's still part of industrial policy.
I want to emphasize that this was part of the industrial policy action plan because we didn't invite them yet when we made the public hearing. That's why we decided that we'll go out and meet them.
And that was industrial
policy.
International trade. Honorable Provasa.
No, Chairperson, I was saying we're not missing it here because I remember we dealt with that framework last year.
So,
here,
So what we need to do is we did it last year.
Oh, not part of this financial analysis. Oh, okay.
Because they say going forward now, that's what you say.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I mean about it. Very much like when we did the last budget part of the system, and now we had it kicking with BLR. It was very difficult to have the two systems going at the same time. We are now facing that with the report. But we may just think how best we can capture that if it creates the wrong impression. Okay. So let's keep that in our heads. The trade and regional integration. I don't know what we've done exactly here on that. We seem to have done endless legislation. We don't seem to have touched the trade other than send a couple of members to SAHU. Yes, on what
they meant. There was a question by the
minister.
By Zedia also did come and present to us. And then when it was Lau and Smiley went to SAHU. I think that's not going to be captured.
But I'm just saying, we've got that here under completed, you see, Minister briefed. But I mean, if you analyse this, and that's the number two mandate, we spent 4 hours in the year in the committee. 4 hours. 4 hours. Now, you see, when we prioritise, we've got to look at how we're doing. When the minister comes, he doesn't brief you for 3 hours. He briefs us at the very most 40 minutes. We engage, maybe 40. 1.5 hours. So when I say 2 hours, I'm exaggerating. And then 2 hours for the other fellow. 4 hours max. Then we send two people to the committee. You know the setting. Now, the criticism I have of ourselves, all of us, and myself as chair. This is the number two, but we spent 4 hours. You see what I'm saying? We distort, we have to get this mandate back. And we're going to have it worse when it comes to SPARM, let me tell you. Yes, Honourable Hadjibi.
Chairperson, it's true, but I think that that focus group issue Honourable Kwesi was speaking about must have done it, because one of the resolutions we took in the past is that each and every second Friday will deal with the issue of the bilateral treaties. So, but I think that with this issue of the legislation overwhelming us, we could not do that. So I think that in moving forward for next year, I think that one must be put aside, because when we look at the economy of the country, our GDP, 60% of it comes from trade.
Yes,
so that's why we cannot ignore that. And I want to be failing, because we can also can produce, but we must know where we're going to do it. Where we're going to sell that. So that's why that is, with the minister moving all over the world to the president, I think that we can help. For example, they were in Oman and United Arab Emirates. By the end of, let's say, after a year, we can have a report that how much did it help us on the issue of trade in particular, so that they will be able to track that. So it means that the minister must be, although Sarash is doing a wonderful job, in each and every overseas visit of the minister, we get a feedback, what is transpiring. So I think that's the start of the special site. Capture the date. You capture the date. The Oman trip and United Arab Emirates was in November. So by November next year, we must get some sort of a feedback of what has transpired in the past 12 months. I think if we can do it that way, and then we'll be doing justice for the people of the Republic.
And when you say we did this, the reality is we actually did it in 2009, that thing was set up. We had no report at the end of 2009 on the bilaterals, working group report. Now, that is something we noted. We wanted to see who's still sitting on it. This year, the bilaterals were scheduled to meet once. They didn't meet. But they haven't met for a year. That's the point. They met in 2009. That I know, because I called for a report at the end, and that report was not still forthcoming. We got a verbal report. And maybe because it wasn't addressed in the same manner that we are now addressing working groups. Do you follow? Because the working group in practice developed after 2009, now with a full staffing and everything else. You had to sit around and try and do something in an office. Is that not correct? Yes. So it's not fair to you. It wasn't fair to that working group. You know what I mean, in practice. Let's acknowledge that. But last year it didn't happen. But what did happen is that the first program that was adopted by the chairperson's office had Fridays scheduled with bilaterals. Remember, we had that briefing in case an agreement came up. And the agreements never came. We, as far as I know, we were only alerted to. That's all. So that being the case, it somehow went off the agenda. It needs to be brought right back onto the agenda. Along with a trade. I think we shouldn't just call it bilaterals. Maybe that was the thing. We need to call it a trade, and under trade, that is one of the issues. Do you know what I mean? Maybe that's how we should view it. So let us simply note that here, I mean, if I was sort of trying to give some sort of scorecard here, which I know we don't want to do, I'd say we failed here. I'm just sharing a view. If someone feels differently, they can say so. Yes, sir. I can see a lot of work being done in other areas. Legislation. We're on our backs with it. So, okay. Incentive schemes. Where does that fit in? In terms of our trade and industry. It's industry. But you could also argue it's trade, so some of them are trade. It's business. So overarching is a little bit I've read on it that we receive. Is that correct? It affects industry, it affects the trade. So I think we must rather leave it almost there to show that it's overarching. And then we go to gambling. Well, we all know the gambling. Now, that's turned into another saga. We are just lucky and fortunate that the working groups are now working as subcommittees very effectively. That is what we have achieved, I must say. We have achieved that. They're working, they're delivering. And that we can always keep. And in that respect, we may find it may enable us to manage the program better, knowing that the working groups are working very well. I'm not going to say too much about that because it's, we had, as I say, pull it out of archives. And now it's back hot. And I think we need to decide at today, this year, when are we going to finish this? Because I don't think it can have just open and ended time of finishing. I think we ourselves must say our deadline for this, that an achievable deadline is what? Will it be, and this will have to go back to the working group you follow, will it be this financial year? And I think that's a question that the working group needs to grapple with and come back. And also reasons why it wouldn't be achievable, because for us it's critical that we try and move to address some of the online or interactive gambling in some manner. Even if we do what we did with IT, we put something there that is the foundation to begin to work, to move from. So can we leave that for the working group to grapple with that question, Honourable Kobasa? Yes.
Chairperson, tentatively we have aimed to have finished by March. A full
and present a full report of everything that you have done by and hand it over to the committee.
I think then we've already got a response. It's in this financial year. That wasn't that. We wouldn't have, you know, it will come from the working group to them. So we expect the committee to go forward on this unless there is space before in March. We've done that. Let's move to... Yes, but I mean, it's just broad-based black economic empowerment. Well, that was coming in August at the latest. Where is it now?
It's at cabinet.
Mr. Naidu?
It is at cabinet at the moment.
I hope it's got roots there. It doesn't have roots, and that it's coming soon. So are we going to get it in the next year? No, we can't say it'll come near us now in December. So will we get it in the next, in this financial year?
Yes, dear.
Okay, the committee has planned to assess the development implementation. Not I think we can update that, Margot, for our benefit, Ms. Herling, just to say it is expected in this financial year. It's expected. New generation trade issues. Well, yeah, the climate change didn't quite hit the committee, but last night, I think Honourable Kotze and Kamala, we were able, some of us, in fact, across Parliament, a few people from some of the committees, to attend a committee, what would you call it, engagement, you know, which hosted by Energy, Portfolio Committee on Energy, who invited people along, and with reasonably short notice, I only got it this week myself, quite late, and some of the members of this committee only got it from me. I got it the day before, so to speak, not on Thursday, I think it was late Wednesday, and then, but it was very, very informative, I think, and that the DTI were there, the EDD was there, the, which other department was, Energy was there, plus, of course, some academics, but most important, members in the field, as it were, manufacturers and so, people actually involved in this carbon issue, you know, either the creation of it or trying to mitigate and how to grow the industry and have manufacturing while all of this was happening. And the so-called green industries, how to develop them while at the same time enabling us to, my apologies, to grow the component area. We had to do that at the same time. So I don't know, two other members attending, I thought it was quite valuable to have gone there, but what do you think, Honourable Debbie and Babasa?
Yes, and it was quite helpful, especially from the perspective of manufacturing, which is our baby. Yes, I.
From
our perspective, yeah, it was quite helpful to be there and get some idea of the direction manufacturing towards renewable energy is going.
Yeah, I think you've added something which is important. The whole focus was renewable energy. That was, they say they'll have run two or three of these, or they hope to start engaging on the matter. This was the first of such engagements. Yeah, but I think the next time it comes up, I have spoken to Chairperson and Jikalana. Can you please give us earlier notice about it? Because I do think more members may have gone there. It was at 5:30 to 8:00 with transport. And there was really, there were some people who made an input who, from their point of view, they certainly and asked to some degree knew what they were talking about, even though we didn't always agree with everything they said. I think that's what we say, that it was valuable. So I think what we'll do here is that we need to get the new generation trade issues is a serious trade DTI issue, because it's going to affect our trade. And if it's going to affect our trade, it's going to affect our industry. And if it's going to affect our industry and manufacturing, it's going to affect our jobs. You know what I mean? And so what is the priority of the country? It's jobs. But we heard once again that the green industry can create huge numbers of jobs. That's what we heard. Huge numbers. And we heard that with the first steel public hearings in 2009. Huge jobs, number of jobs. We heard it again 2010. We hear it again 2011. But the question is, that someone said, how do we balance our, you know, current endowments? If we have the infrastructure for, like coal, I'm using that as an example, and the development of new infrastructure, which does cost more to start with, but it may well create more jobs. That's one view. The other view is also bringing in nuclear energy, which uses huge amounts of money, and how many jobs does it create, although it creates clean energy. So, and cheaper. So the whole thing is we haven't effectively engaged. No, it's really for us to talk on the matter. We haven't. Now, do we want to put this there? Is an issue we take forward, that becomes the issue, the new generation trade issues, which is part of IPAC. I see him nodding, Honourable Kotsi, Honourable Kadeen.
Chair, yesterday I was listening to SAFM on my way to work, and that was a debate, a quite heated debate on that. One issue that I took note of was that with critics about nuclear and all that, with this renewable energy, it has not been tested. And we do not know what problems may come out of that. So with the other one, it has been that one has not been proven. There's no proof as yet. So I think we need to continue engaging, because it might look clean and create more jobs now, but we don't know how daily it's going to be as well. Maybe with the critics of the nuclear. It was quite a heated debate, and I think there were experts there who were saying, at least this one is proven, it has got this, we've got to. I mean, so I'm saying, as the committee as well, we need to, because for now, the environmentalists are very strong on clean energy and the new, but it has not been proven widely about some of the consequences that it might bring in future.
All right. I think we were talking broadly. Nuclear was one of them. You know, there was wind and solar and that as well. But I think we must be very careful here. Very careful. When we talk solar, we were reminded, or wind I think it was, that something about it will more suit the rural areas and some of the metros where you may want to use another form. And these things look great in Europe, but we forget there were certain climate conditions that they suited better than other climate conditions. But I don't want to now spend time on that. I'm just saying, I think it was very constructive to begin this process, late as it is. So we're keeping that. Honourable Khadeli?
I think, Chair, what is important, if we came out of this study, is that we should never ever miss this opportunity to be part of the manufacturing, to develop our manufacturing sector in this sector of renewable energy. I think that one was the gist of the matter. Yeah, and then what is also critical is that you had people from the industry, the practitioners, the producers, you also had the department, you also had the professors who were dealing pure with that. So I think that we had a balanced view. I think that on average our government is doing a good job. It is integrated the resource development fellowship. I think it's correct.
But the one thing, and I'm sorry Honourable Kubasi isn't here, because I think you've just left us that, you may have just left us that point, where it was made clear in a response or something, that the key challenge here was higher education and education. Remarks were made about, you know, it's fine to pass everyone, but in the end of the day, the difference now at universities in taking students forward is that in the past the entrance could be a D for maths. Now the entrance has to be an A or a B, because anyone coming with a D or an E knows no maths. You know, they were just trying to show the different positioning. Now you have to ask for an A or a B, because it's only the A's or B's who have a hope of understanding that. And that a year is wasted, or two, if someone gives up. And the cost of a university education is higher than the cost of high schools. So it goes back to the linkage of the high school curriculum to where this country is going. And I know that it is acknowledged now. We have a new system in place, and that is fully acknowledged, but I think trade and industry needs to sort of support that as well. I think that's what we are saying. But having said that, can we now have just done had a look at what Ms. Hurling has done for us. There are three things that are not here, which we may wish to note. It's a status report. It's very difficult to know exactly where to put it, but we do have oversights which are acknowledged, and we're going to be bringing some of them back. The next thing which we haven't really given an accounting of, we also have working groups. Now, when we had a strat plan, we spoke about the development, the strategic development of the capacity of all members of the committee. And all members of the committee get an opportunity to participate in a working group over the period of time. And some, it is true, we may not be able to have 10 such working groups or 8, but as many as possible of the members need to chair that, or at least be a deputy chair or something. And the reason for that is a very simple one. It gives you other forms of capacitation in that particular regard. And I think that is also very, very constructive. So when we come to our strategic plan and everything, on the capacity, we've not been able to run other maybe training programs, but what have we run this year? We've run some very effective working groups. We are still running them. The third thing, what have we done this year that is different from last year in the way we operate to try and address our work? Well, what have we done wrong? What have we done wrong?
I think you've mentioned that there is an increase of the entities.
There's been increased engagement with the entities. Of course, I'm not sure where anyone would see that that year. You see, now that's what worries me. We say this now, but where do you see it? So what's missing here that leads us to make that statement? Do you follow? Are we talking about public hearings? Are we talking about engaging them, pulling them in to give us a progress report? Maybe that's what we should have, progress reports. Do you see what I mean? Because we can't just say that at the end and then there's nothing to back it up. So how many entities have we engaged with? Anyone now? I know we've done a few squams, Honorable Khadebe.
NCC, Company Commission, SCDS,
I think we can put a couple of mics on it. CEDA.
Is CEDA NEF?
Yeah.
Yeah.
CEDA is 7.
Yeah. I think it's 7.
All right. Would that be correct? Ms. Naidu, you've also been here.
No, miss, but I'm not sure about CEDA. I don't think so. CEDA is not.
I'm not
lost.
In Varenathan.
It was cooler.
Oh, cooler. Oh, well, Kula.
Kula.
Who else? Yeah, so I'll put it here. Who did we get down in the east and the northern Cape?
NES.
Okay. We had trade issues. But there was someone, hang on, a Teesers in them.
What about the meeting with the one-on-one?
Thank you.
Page 2. the opening, the adoption, and then the report back from the Working Group on Intellectual Property Laws Amendment. And then the deliberations on the Intellectual Property Laws Amendment Bill, point four. Whenever you see attached transcript, the transcripts were set, we will understand from the committee secretary will forward it to everyone. Has everyone got these transcripts and has that? Yeah. And then we have page three, closure. Right. Now, so those are the minutes you really needed to focus on, Honourable Harris, because it's only two of you who were present. Now, that being the case, the rest of us have listened to them. Although I now see, oh no, these are apologies. Can we please have someone to adopt these minutes? Propose adoption, Honourable Harris.
Yeah, I propose adoption.
Thank you. Seconded.
Chair, I second the...
Honourable Kwabasa seconds them. The minutes are adopted without amendment. We then move to the next set. And as you can see from here, several members currently present were present, as it were, or at least three, or four. And that is the 13th of September, Tuesday. I'm going to ask you, Honourable Kamalo, to be looking at these right through, and just you noted something towards the end that your apologies weren't always noted. Do you remember that? Now, I'm just going through this one, and I don't see you present, and I don't see your apologies. We did indicate that the attendance register in future should be signed by every member themselves and attached. Were you, did you just check on your diary or something? Were you present?
Listen, that is why I said, I must be saying it is a human error, although I was not living with this. There are two sets before the one that I raised the issue. There is two. Girl, this one, that my name is not appearing. I even said to you, it should happen that I was attending the private member, but my apology should be appearing there.
Yes, I think in passing you may have noted, not today, but on other days, if there is a meeting you miss and it's not the private members, it may be a Friday when something else has occurred, but these have been Tuesdays and Wednesdays that you were referring to. Right, so that was page one. We've been through these, and I'm looking to see what I noted here. I didn't note anything other than the transcript as issued above, Honourable Kamara. Can you see if you are marked present? And,
what is
that? 14. You're not listed anywhere present or apology. Now, we'll have to go with no apology unless you can say to us, Mr. Hermans must pull out the attendance register, and I think that's important, because we've asked for that.
Honourable Chair, I think that it is going to compromise Honourable Kumar. If she's going to just speak from the cuff, I think that the secretary can check that attendance register and then make an adjustment accordingly. But then we adopt this minute as the, with that adjustment will be done after the consultation.
So, Honourable Debbie, you're proposing the adoption. Seconded. I need the names on mic.
Honourable Harris, seconded.
Thank you very much, Honourable Harris. We then come to the next one, which is the Wednesday, the 14th of September, which we also went through. I'm just looking to see my notes. there was only one point I raised, now it's not in these minutes, it's on the next set. Those went through from here without a problem. Do we have someone to propose adoption? Honourable Kotze, thank you. Honourable
Kodebe?
Thank you. Minutes adopted without amendment. The Thursday the 15th, page 1. This is the other one who promised to check Honourable Mr. Herman for the attendance of Honourable Kamalo. For the record, this arose because Honourable Kamalo stated clearly she's sitting in the Public Participations and Petitions Committee on this day, but sends us these late apologies, as it were, or tells us and comes in late. But I'm not sure about the Thursday, which was later.
Chairperson, this is where I also noticed that it is funny that it is Thursday and it is not the day of the sitting of the private members, and I'm not appearing. This is where I started to argue this as to why my name is not appearing here and there's no apology. Because I even said to you, at least if it was Friday, on the day that I normally doesn't come, I would understand. But on this date, I really don't understand what had happened. Because surely I was around and I wouldn't just ignore coming to trade in industry without a reason, especially going to other committee meetings.
And I don't think we'll ask you that again. I think we'll have the standing position that you've noted, Honourable Kadebe.
Even on this one, on 4.2, Ms. Kumalo indicated that she'll be attending the people's assembly. So she should have been in on that day.
4.2.
So just amend them, adjust them, and someone to propose adoption. Honourable Harry.
Sorry, Chair, just to confirm the date, we did it? 15. Can I make an amendment, or propose an amendment, Charlie?
Well, yeah.
On page 3, I'm looking at point 4.5, which is a request that I made. It's simply a grammatical thing, but I suspect under sub-point 3, it should be due to the fact that the bill tabled and the bill in its current form are substantially different. So it would change the is to an are and insert the that. And then it's fine. And with that amendment, I will propose adoption.
Yes, I'll question the are. And I agree with the, because it should read due to the, as you've just quite rightly said, the fact that the bill, this bill table, I mean, you've got and in its current form, are you saying? In its, is. So it's perhaps semantically what they call poor sort of running out through it, but that's what happens with this sort of thing. But I think you're referring to the bill tabled. This bill tabled in its current form is substantially different to the one that's not there. That's how we should have written that in longer English. But I'm not going to argue either. Mr. Herman is required to check with his table, who I believe runs some sort of Oxford or Cambridge dictionary stuff. I'm not sure if there's yet. Yes, Honourable Kadebe.
I'm seconding what the motion of Honourable Harris.
That is seconded. No problem. But there's only one thing I did raise, Honourable Harris, and I'm just noting all the points that were raised. We did mention this issue of the International Astronautical Conference, etc., and the fact that we often identify the three members. In other words, how many members are required? And this is happening right now with the WTO, which is not something we can just change like that because it is to do with a visa. You can't just suddenly send someone. But when something isn't happening, and you identify people, and then one of the members is very seriously sick and cannot make it, like Honorable Elvis, we're not allowed to put someone else there because we haven't given an alternate name. And I don't think we should fall into this trap again. You know, these other countries all have these alternate names submitted, and they then have these extras who come in at a moment's notice. We couldn't do that. So I just, for the record, noted that we should avoid that in the future. So let's get, it was proposed and seconded, adopted. And we then move to the 16th Friday, the 16th Friday. That's a difficult day unless we were doing the intellectual, when you had full houses all the time. But here we are for the full house, and it's largely on that matter. Page 2, we have it all on there. We went through this with a fine-tooth comb and then confirmed that, of course, the transcript was sent out. So that members do also have the blow-by-blow account of this meeting. In fact, all of those meetings. The only thing I found peculiar, I've never heard of nose being written like that unless it was Chaucer's English. It's the only place I ever saw it written like this. Very old English. Proposed, anyone to propose the adoption?
Before adoption?
Yes, thank you, Honourable Mabasa. Seconded by the witness.
No, yes. I'm not yet proposing.
Oh.
I just want to check if it's intentional on our part to let's look at 3.6 and also look at 3.34 and 40, you know.
3.6. Yeah.
But the others follow the same pattern.
Okay.
That A before the yes, are we? Is it not a mistake? Don't we want to shift it closer to the six? If it is part of the six, but I just thought we must be sure what we mean.
I think it's. Are you? I'm not sure if you're talking of spacing or the spelling, Honorable.
Spacing. But it's not a major point.
Oh,
but
I know mean, what you mean. You mean should it be 3.6a?
If it is, I don't know.
No, I know what you mean.
I don't know, but what is it? Because if anybody reads who is not part of the meeting, even myself who is part of the meeting, I'm not very sure. Is it a yes? Is it, you know?
No, I didn't hear what you mean. It's really a spacing issue rather than anything else. I think Honourable Mabas is really saying you do get clauses that are 3.6a, do you follow? And it's purely a layout type of issue. And I have to be honest with you, I think all our minutes are done with two spaces, and that's the beginning and end of the matter. But I think this is something for management to look at in future, in the new year. Yeah.
The motion.
The motion, yes. What are you saying, Honorable Khadebe?
I second the adoption of the motion.
Ah, thank you. The 21st Wednesday. Everyone present. And then we had, these are full numbered, yes. And we need to get somebody, I didn't note any challenges on these minutes. Do we have someone to propose adoption?
I propose, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honourable Kambasa. Honourable
thank you.
And then we go to the 12th of October. The issue of the pages and all of this is going to be addressed. You know, the footer. You'll see from now on, these were missing. Honorable Cotsey?
Sure. On this one. I was present at this meeting. I don't know if Ms. Bono was sitting.
Yeah. I think this was was a little bit of a concern raised by members all along, and I think, yes, it's going to be resolved now. We're all going to sign this. Where's Vito? We haven't seen him in for a long time, and he's got a very casual shirt on as well. So I hope he's not running off to sports. Where is he? No, he's been sitting outside there sort of relaxing, instead of in committee. Where is he? I want to talk to him, yes. I mean, Fridays are Fridays, I know, but, you know, teachers. Doesn't mean to say you can relax to that extent. Two. This one here, we never had any problem other than the one you've just raised, Ms. Cossey, Honourable Cossey, the one now. Plus, of course, the numbering and everything else. And yes, and I'm saying other than the issue that has just been raised. Right, do we have someone to propose adoption with that adjustment? Honourable Khadebe. Thank you. Do we have someone to second it on mic?
Can I second it? Well, if you raise your hand, yeah. And click on
mic, Honourable Cossey.
I second that too.
Thank you. That's all the more reason why they should come back cleaned up, because they'll need the footer and that corrected, okay. The other issue is the one on 14th of October, which is again a Friday. What we have said on these minutes, and I know when you're doing the footer, Mr. Hermans, you'll address it. You will recall here a briefing by the Department of Trade and Industry detailed budget review and recommendation report will be tabled for consideration. Now, you've got to see attached transcript, okay. Proceeded to brief the committee on the political context for the period under review. He informed that this October, etc., would brief the committee on the annual report. Everything is in a transcript. We're not adopting a transcript, and that's the problem. So, we can't adopt the transcript unless we pull it out now and read it. So what we've got to do here just is the pertinent point. What did he brief us on? Bullet, bullet, bullet. The way you've done before. You know, because otherwise what is it? We're brief, if this is the annual report, okay, what are the highlights of it? There was sort of the vacancy issue was the priority. Let's get this. So just bullet those few things. You know why? This is the BRRR process. But let's just get what he briefed. Just a few lines, Andre. It's going to take you four lines because it was three issues. I'm not sure, and you're going to tell me something. When they file these minutes, just tell me in one sentence, do they file them clipped with the transcripts and everything? Because I've never seen it like that. So just tell me where I'll find it. No, we will archive it. You know, which archive? It's not in the library like that, no. That means it's not there like that for public consumption. That's what I'm saying. No, well, I'm not running the library. Just see that. So you tell the library you want all our reports attached if you're not going to bullet them, please. Okay. We have someone to pass these, adopt these minutes, propose the motion.
Chair, I propose adoption.
Thank you, Honourable Harris. Seconded.
You just missed the boat there, yeah.
So I propose, Chair, the adoption of the minutes.
Thank you, Honourable Khadebe. On mic.
Tipperson, I do second.
Thank you.
The next one we have is the 19th October, which is a Wednesday. Everyone sitting here was there. I'm just looking. Page 1, 2, and I'm just looking to see, was this one when we had, I can't recall anything being said here. I have nothing other than the footer. Okay? So, members present at the time didn't see any challenge. You have someone to propose adoption.
Chairperson, I propose adoption.
Thank you, Honourable Kabasa. Someone to second. Thanks, Honourable Harris. This is one we get you worthy. Thank you so much. But there's one thing. Just need to get this clear. Is that how Macintosh is spelled? Because it's not written like that on all of, wasn't written like that in all of the agendas. It had a C, A in it. But maybe that was when we didn't have the name right. Okay. No, but it didn't have an A on the agenda, so I'm just checking. M-A-C. Okay. No, it's just a small point, but I'm sure he will note that if it's incorrect himself. Page 1, the 26th of October, just noting here what the issues are. Again, the page numbering, you know, which we've already noted will be addressed. On these, though, I noted that there was something that there was a challenge on. Yes, that's right. That was, okay, we didn't go through these minutes entirely. Suffice to say they will come back on Wednesday, and the reason for that is that these require more than just a numbering system or a cleanup of a name, but require 3 or 4 lines that need to be incorporated regarding the NCCR. Why did they suddenly appear? We say further engagement. They were recalled by the committee. It was agreed to comply with our scheduling, so that we could engage them further on the matter, but that was at the special request of the committee. Those are the only minutes we're not adopting. Is that right? The rest you'll bring back with amendments and adjustments. Now, those are the committee minutes that are passed, which is extensive. The other decision that was taken was to go back to our previous decision. Let's have 1 or 2 sets of minutes every Wednesday. Because we're not sitting here Fridays, it's just fortunate we have the strat plan, you know, which is substantive. Right, so we're going to get that back there in future. And we're going to finish with the minutes. Right. The last thing, just to remind members again on this issue, that the committee has changed officially its size from 14 to 12. That didn't affect the ANC numbers, and it did not affect the DA numbers. It did affect, and it didn't affect COPE, but it did affect the minority parties in this regard, which then have to go to the rule and apply the rule to the way they send members along to the committee, officially speaking. That being the case, you were informed. We were just closing off on the strat plan. Margot Miss Hurling is going to pull up the strat plan. We're not going to debate it as such. Hasn't been adopted. All that has happened is we've added to it. It would have been useful if the light somehow we got could see this more clearly. But basically, what we said is that there are 3 things that are happening in this report. It is the status report. All right. Ms. Hurling, read that out, please.
This is the
terms of the 2011-12 financial year, should be for the PC on Trading Industries work plan.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I've just added a rider on top to just explain what the tables cover. I've included the headings that you requested, so there's the budget review and recommendations.
We're not looking at the middle and the end. You're going to pull these studies, okay?
Industrial development.
Cool.
International trade investment and regional integration.
Yeah.
Regulation.
Mm-hmm.
Broadening participation.
Mm-hmm.
And overarching issues. And then the second table will be separate, and that would be the issues that have not yet been resolved. We can either then tabulate them in the form with those headings as well, or just linking it in brackets.
Right. The other issue is, where did you put the issues that were outstanding, which we said should now come, which were outstanding at the end from 2010, in fact, yeah. A long time, they still.
These are the in the second table, the issues that remain unresolved.
The issue of NIPS was raised. It was said that this at least was touched on this year at the very least. It doesn't mean to say it's been fully addressed, that's what we say. So it's only those two issues that we didn't touch at all, which is a matter of concern. Given that the financial crisis has deepened internationally, and the strategy for agro-processing is directly part of IPAP 2, and is becoming more difficult as we move on. Now, I hate to say it, but this may just be the time where our main opposition members, in inverted commas, of the WTO, I'm not talking about parties here, and I'm talking of countries, are perhaps at their most vulnerable, and this can mean two things. They dig in their heels, which may make it even more difficult to do anything with them, or they're so desperate for trade and whatever that they begin to feel on any terms issues. So, I'm just saying, that may be a possibility, but I say this, there are some of us going to the WTO from the committee as the inner committee's representative. These are issues we may wish to bring up at press meeting. How are we going to approach this? And what do we do about the financial crisis in terms of how do we engage? Another issue is that we're no longer doing calendar year reports as such, in other words, January to December, as was always the case, but the decision has been taken outside of this meeting, proposed by the budget, passed by, take it, some higher structure that said we will work on the financial year. So we will do a session report, and we will conclude that in March to reflect all of the work of the committee, which is not how we had put our work schedule when we did it in 2010. I just want everyone to be aware of that. Having said that, this will go to Manco when it's finalized by the early. Unless anyone wants to raise an issue they feel we've totally left out or overlooked. And just the issue, not even putting it forward, we'll put it forward into Manco and see how we can address it. We've captured oversight, we've captured progress reports from entities. It may not be here. Thanks, Honourable Hilary.
Chair, the serious issue on this report is the adjustment of the
Well, of course, I did speak on that right at the beginning about, when members pass agendas. The only fortunate thing is that we didn't adopt this agenda.
because we took a firm stand, I think, and you all looked as if you were in agreement at that time, that when agendas are adopted, they're adopted for the time it's set. But as we didn't adopt the agenda, I'm not in a position to be laying down any position on the matter, other than an appeal to indicate, can we just go check the budget, the committee budget, and hear what Mr. Hermans has to say. I'm not saying we're now going to deliberate. Ms. Honourable Mabasa, you asked to leave after the minutes were adopted. Is that correct?
No, Comrade Chair. It was to ask to leave at 9:30 and to come back into this meeting to finish when everybody finishes.
Okay, thank you. Right. Can you give us, is the budget handed out? The committee budget? Mr. Hermans will take us quickly through this. It's assumed that you know what you're spending.
Just to indicate that the budget allocated for the committee for this financial year was 888,000 rand. The total expenditure up to date was 527,452 rand.
Forget we've got 3 more months left. And that is January, February, March. And we've got gambling. Right. What I find is a little difficult to understand here is that the whole issue of the IAF, when we were told this bill, some of those bills would be footed by the chairperson's office, the chair of chairs, etc. We footed the whole bill because he did add, and that was Mr. Froelich, has added very clearly, that should there be a valid activity that we need to undertake, I hope I'm quite clear in this, then we need to approach his office with a properly motivated reason for it. I'm saying this to you because what this committee has asked for, a motivation to be prepared on two counts. One was a study trip focusing on industrialization, and the other one was gambling. That's where we left the matter. I needed a position from you to say, no, in 3 months we're not doing 2 trips. You know, we're not going to give work to Mr. Hermans just because we have an idea. Ms. Honourable Mabasa.
I don't know whether what I'm saying is automatically covered, but whether co-ops won't need a remarkable fact before we finish the year.
The financial year. I must just say one thing. When we were talking about the co-ops not coming back this year, we kept on talking about a calendar year. Ms. Naidu, are the co-ops going to be here in the financial year?
You can't be now moving in a different way.
She said co-ops at the moment is with the state law advisors. We are planning to take it to cabinet in January, and it will take at least 2 weeks to certify it. So it could be that it's introduced by March.
Well, I mean, that sort of and the could really translates into won't. So, I mean, that's my translation, all right. So, Honorable Khadebe.
Chair, I think that on the issue of the calls who are tied up by the department and the cabinet process, I think that is out of our hands. You know, we cannot control it. You know. But I think that what we have within our hands is the last subject we spoke about, the issue of industrialization and gambling, online gambling. I think that one, Chair, will have to support that. The motivation must be made so that that oversight is done. Because I'm looking at the target of the working group, that they want to wind up the report by March. So I think that must be done before that time.
Well, the one thing that can't wait is gambling. Let's start being realistic. We've got to close off this report. Honourable Mabasa, when you perhaps were just not with us, or you may have been today, that is, the decision was, not a decision, but the Honourable Mabasa informed us that they expect to complete their side on the process of the working group before the end of March. That is what we heard. So that being the case, the one trip that may have to go ahead is that the only challenge we face is we're only going to be allowed to do one trip. No trips will be entertained unless you're with the speaker's office, I understand, from July onwards. Now that, and there are many reasons for that. So I don't want to go into it because not a decision, I'm just communicating something to you. Unless it's, of course, something that you're, it's a not statutory, but it's something like the WTO, you know, one is invited to. It's part of other issues that you may be invited to. That's what I'm saying. But if it's a committee, ask the committee purse and time. So the proposal that the Whip and I were thinking of, put making to you as a committee, why don't we combine gambling and industrialization into one trip? Because we're not going to be allowed to go. They won't let you go in the budget period. Let's now start being realistic, you see. And in June, committees won't be going anywhere. We'll be passing the budgets. So actually, when they say nothing after July, it's nothing off from June afterwards, you see. So you're really looking at April, May in the new financial year. In the previous, it's January, February, March. Now, we must just get realistic. Let's not waste our motivation and time, or let us rather say that this is what the deadline on the gambling. While industrialization only has a deadline by, say, the end of July or August, nevertheless, in line with the chairperson's decision, the chair of chairs, not his decision, but what was communicated to us, it would seem that that won't be possible to run another trip. So the committee proposes to combine the trip. Now, depending on where you go, Honourable Mabasa, this is to the point you are making, the co-ops are important, and I'm not going to say they're not, because we said so in the House as well, and in our report. Unless a morning or an afternoon can be taken, or one or two people go to that, it's not going to happen next year. Secondly, the size of a study tour has been cut down, the number of people. It's been cut down to, I think, six. Five or six. And unless the chairperson himself motivates for why another party should go, other than the parties who are in the formula of that, I hope I'm making myself clear. That other party can't go. Now, I would like just the Whip to comment and yourself, Honourable Harris, on that, because my own view would may mean from time to time, I'm thinking of IAF and things like that, it has proved for other members to have been allowed to have gone. I'm just saying. But on the other hand, this is the position under the new formula. Honourable Khadebe?
Thank you, Chairperson. I think, Chairperson, in a way, the issue of combining the trips is very critical. So it means that if you can go to neighboring countries, let's say when you decide on where we're going to get the best practice or an experience on online gambling, the country which is next to it, which is closer to it, can be also be done for industrialization purposes. I think from the last time we spoke about England in particular, when coming to the online gambling. So the one country which is more industrialized around that area is Germany itself, of which is the anchor now of the EU, which is also having the same experiences we've had as a country. You can take, for example, there was a divide between West Germany and East Germany, which was not the same. But what is critical is that it's also leading in the EU. As well, we also had a divided past. We had the Bantustans, the homeless, we had the so-called South Africa. We had that division. We are also a leading economy in the continent. So there are a lot of things you can learn out of that. And apart from that is that Germany itself has invested a lot in South Africa. Speak about the auto industry. Speak about the machine in the medical field. There are a lot of them which are coming from Germany. Where we can learn, né? But it's up to the committee chair. But if you can command it, let's say during the committee weeks in January, we get something out of that, and then I think that can be pulled off.
All right. Honourable Harris?
Thanks, Chair. I support the proposal if we do two trips in one. I was just thinking, in the spirit of what the Whip's proposing, the only other place I can think of where something like that could work, a regional visit rather, is perhaps South America, if we can find a country that is doing well on online gambling. I think, I'm not sure if there is one, but certainly the Brazilian or Argentinian example would be interesting from an industrialization perspective too. But if not, then I think the European example is a good one. On the new limits on study group sizes, I think we obviously need to try and comply with the limits, but if we get to the trip and we can find good arguments about why the group needs to be expanded, I think we should make those arguments.
It looks like there's a joint approach here, let's say that first, you know, that there isn't a broad agreement. So, the only thing remains the countries. We don't have much time to sort of go on and on because Mr. Herman has got to get down to it, you see, and have something ready by Tuesday for the Manco. Something. No use blinking. Honourable Mabasa.
I had picked up that Germany is one of the countries that has done well on co-ops. So I'm proposing that gets integrated in the trip.
I wasn't aware they had done well on the co-ops, but I just kind of got that from Honourable Khadebe in passing at some mango, but you're supporting that as well, it would seem. It has done well there. We were always told by somebody made inputs here that it was Spain and some other place. No. I'm just saying, but if you are assured that Germany has also got some co-ops, in fine. Then it should kill three birds with one stone.
No, it's a fallback position because we are now constrained by circumstances.
Yeah.
And then that should be preceded by research, you know, from the research unit.
Okay, let's do it this way. The one, I only want to put one spanner in the works. And that is that I heard that Italy was, in fact, the kingpin of onliners. Now, the information, I'm just looking, oh, he's not here with us. But, looking for the researcher. going down the ball suddenly. Ms. Herling, you have got some information there, though, haven't you? Just roughly speaking. Yourself, Mr. Herman? All right, mine doesn't come from research that's been done. Let me say that at the outset. But one of the issues we did question Ms. Luden, Commissioner Luden, when she was there, was that Italy was that. I did just get the committee secretary to pick up the phone to her since then to check. And it would appear that that is quite an activity being run there. Now, of course, Europe, we all know, is it's very easy to get around. Let me just put it that way. It's not as if you're going on observation. So let's explore, rather than Britain, let's explore the continent, as they like to call it, get Germany and possibly Italy, okay? You know, but you just explore them, and then I'll hear from Mr. Herman's on Monday how far we may be getting there. With the other point about industrialization, two of the places, or three, came up. One was India at one point, you will recall, Honorable Harris. The other, when talking to the DTI about things, I said to them, we heard that South Korea was a very good place to go as well. And then after South Korea, they also raised Malaysia. Now, I'm putting these on the table. We initially wanted Brazil, as you know, last year, Brazil. Until the South African flag become the second flag of Brazil. So we then sort of thought, no, we didn't quite want that. And now you've just thrown in Argentina this morning, although I must say the only recent reference I had to Argentina was seeing the former Honourable Peter Leon here, who's, well, actually been a very good ambassador for us in Argentina.
Tony Leon.
Chair, I don't know where the Wabak rise next week, and the external of something for motivation. So if you bring so many countries that
have done half of it.
Because I think that was worried about it before. We don't know what we want. I think that if we say we drop England, it's fine. Let's be Italy, although let's hope that we will not follow the route of Italy as we move forward economically. So let it be like that then.
I don't want to take us all over, but I just don't know. You see, I don't think we can just throw out the concept of India, South Korea, and a country in South America. I don't think we can just throw it out. I think that whatever we do, one of them has to be at least explored for us to look at for the Manco. The very least. All right. So we're not debating it as such. It was just, what are we asking Mr. Herman to look up? And depending on the status of the research, he could assist you as well in that regard and leave Ms. Herling out of it to focus on the other matters. Do you agree? But we can also pick up the phone to industrialization there. All right. I don't think we're going to waste more time on that. So is the decision, broadly, the position, because we haven't got a decision, let's see, 2, 4, 5, 6, who's missing? Six. Out of the six of us, we are saying that we agree on the position of putting the two groups together for this. On that basis, we'll see if we can get our 6 or 7, saying we'll see. They'll guarantee 5, we have to try and get 6 or 7. That's what we are saying. And we'll say we're putting together both on top mandates in this regard and make sure that the budgets are within our keeping and then that the time we wish to go won't be 2 to 3 weeks like some committees have done. I mean, that's where the debacle has all come from. The police. Yeah, all right. Well, look, I don't want to go down that road. But I'm just saying that we want to keep it to 10 days max with traveling. Max. I'm not going further than that. It's going to Manco. Right. On that basis, without a program in front of me, was everyone present at the last public hearings?
Wednesday.
That being the case, where are these other documents, Lucy? We had the Wednesday meeting in which we asked to come back certain people. Pomalela, the TBA, the RSA, Racing South Africa, and the NHRA. That's all to do with horse racing. Now, we're not going to be giving 3 hours to this grouping. We can't afford to. We have got committee business as well to close up on. So if we start at sharp at 9, we should be finished with this crowd in 2 hours and leave ourselves a full hour at least, if not an hour and a half. The question is, at the time members were asked to bring back anyone else, do you think there is anyone else we should be bringing back before we move to online? Because this was supposed to be online, and it's not online. None of this is online.
Yeah, but that was a decision. The
no, we're not saying whose decision it was. So I'm just saying, you see, we're changing our position again. It was scheduled for online. But the only reason we're not having online, it would appear, is that there's no one to bring back who's legal. I don't know. You know, I think this is something we haven't fully grappled with.
No, I was going to try to help that. The issue of this cause people, it was a decision of the committee that we re-invite them. But as you are correct again, that on the issue of online, that thing, that industry is not legal. So the only way, even if it's not legal, is the issue of the South African Reserve Bank and Rican, those are the people we wanted to bring in so that they can help us out on that Florida.
Now, we did ask, we did say then that there's, we have had FICA and we have had, what was it, the payments of PASA, but there were two others. You all said we needed, one was SARB, the South African Reserve Bank, and the other was the Banking Association and SARB. So maybe we can't do the online. That's what I'm looking at another reality here. We can't, can we? You know, you're not going to have enough time unless you want to say yes or two. It's 1 o'clock, we're closing at the latest. So let's do all of them, and we allocate sharply on the horse racing 1.5 hours, an hour on the financial side to just get that side in preparation, 2.5 hours, a half an hour, the committee missed the business, that's 3. That's it roughly. So we're not putting anything else on the agenda. I would ask members to check their emails for the revised program of the day. There is going to be a meeting. There is another meeting on Friday. What is that for?
Yes, we're having a briefing on Doha round. We're also having... we're considering the IAF report on that day, and we also will be looking at the gambling provisional report on
to adopt it
on Friday.
Oh yes, now that's one other position that they've taken here in Parliament. Reports must be adopted by the end of the year. whatever you've been working on, even if it is a preliminary report. You're not taking forward stuff to the new year that you haven't adopted a position on. That Friday is sacrosanct. Please keep up your stamina for that Friday, and then it'll be quite fast. The Doha won't take long. It's a briefing, and if we do things sharply, the rest will. And then we've just got the minutes on Wednesday, two sets. And the rest of, I know, and the study tour to look at. Yes, I just want to finish just on the study tour, Honourable Mabasa. After we've looked at it on Wednesday, it must be adopted on Friday so it can be processed. Must be adopted. Honourable Mabasa?
I want to check the Friday that you're speaking of, which is sacrosanct. Is it sacrosanct, the English word here?
No,
I'm missing it. But is it the 18th or is it the 25th? Is it the 25th? Okay. Well, as long as it doesn't mean no apologies, because I will apologize for the 25th, because I will be writing exams.
No, very different
issue and exam. That is a very different issue, which everyone has been allowed to get married and write exams. So, we... right. So, now, honourable members, don't get me wrong. I have actually said to Mr. Froelich that this has got to be the hardest working committee in Parliament. And the reason we worked on the strat plan is he said it's not reflected in the strat plan that we do, that we... do the report on at the end of the year, and it isn't. When you look at what we gave them last year, it is not there. So unless we do a proper job this year, they're also going to be laughing at us. I would like to adjourn the committee. Thank you.